Hello and welcome to our Lent and Easter Reflections, brought to you by the Catholic Communications Network. Second Sunday of Lent. First, we'll listen to the Gospel reading, then we'll hear the thoughts of Bishop William Kenny, OP, Auxiliary Bishop of Birmingham. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 9.
Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There, in their presence, he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as dazzling as light. And suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared to them. They were talking with him. Then Peter spoke to Jesus. "Lord," he said, "it is wonderful for us to be here. If you want me to, I will make three shelters here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when suddenly a bright cloud covered them with shadow, and suddenly from the cloud there came a voice which said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. He enjoys my favour. Listen to him." When they heard this, the disciples fell on their faces, overcome with fear. But Jesus came up and touched them, saying, "Stand up, do not be afraid." And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus gave them this order: "Tell no one about this vision until the Son of Man has risen from the dead."
Now, let's listen to Bishop William Kenny, Auxiliary Bishop of Birmingham.
As we listen to the Gospel of Matthew's account of the Transfiguration, we can wonder what this has to do with Lent. Why are we reading about this now? What was the author of the Gospel trying to say to us? Perhaps the key figure to this is Peter, as so often in the Gospels. He is so human, often reflecting the way ordinary people react to the message of the Lord. In the passage before the account of the Transfiguration, we have just had Peter's confession of faith in Jesus. He confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, and Christ tells us that it is through the power of God that Peter could say this. Christ then continues with the prediction of his passion and the suffering that that will entail. Peter protests that this has to be avoided at all costs, and he is rebuked, being told that his thoughts are not the thoughts of God, but of man. Peter gives us a picture of a man who at one moment can be fully believing, cooperating fully with the grace of God, and at the next seems to have forgotten all that has happened and that he has experienced, and reasons as though God did not exist. In other words, like we ourselves do so often. At this scene of the Transfiguration, we see the same behaviour. Peter recognises the presence of God with the words that it is good to be there, and immediately follows that by the suggestion that they should need somewhere to stay and rest. Again, I suspect that we recognise ourselves in this text. It is so often the way that we react to the divine. We are lifted up, knowing that we are in the presence of God. Then we seem to spoil it all by our own all-too-human reactions. The author of the Gospel of Matthew is, of course, writing after the resurrection, and seems often to be totally enthused by that pivotal event of our faith. The Transfiguration anticipates the truth of the resurrection, and we are given a glimpse of the glory of the Lord after the resurrection, and the glory that one day will be ours. But we then see the descent of Jesus and the disciples into the mundane, everyday world which will lead to the cross. It is that mundane world that we find so difficult. We do not want to believe that this everyday, grey world, where we are not perfect, where at times we feel tired of living, where it is difficult to lift our spirits, where the drabness of our small sins, the lack of spiritual feeling, all seem to weigh so heavily on us. We do not want to believe that this leads to the resurrection. We want the Transfiguration to be the only reality. The truth is that the reality of our God-given lives is the resurrection and the agony in the garden, where the Gospel authors purposely point to many parallels with the scene of the Transfiguration. Like Peter, we need to learn that we can only confess our faith in the world we now have, with all its pains and shortcomings, its joy and its happiness. Peter had many trials to face, not least in denying the Lord and then having to ask forgiveness. We are called to find the Lord this Lent in our ordinary lives, because that will also show us the glory of God in our own transfiguration. Peter shows us all too clearly what is human, but Christ chooses Peter as the rock on which to build the church. Insofar as we accept our human condition, allowing it to be transformed by the grace of God, then the church is being built on each of us.
Thanks for listening to our Lenten reflection. Visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk for the latest news, resources and information from the Catholic Church in England and Wales. For our full Lent and Easter section, click on Events.